Welcome to African Markets Daily with Thekiso and Thinili Fifi, your daily financial and business news update from around the continent.
Hello. It is nice to be back. Indeed, it is nice to be back. It is Wednesday, 30th September, and these are some of your top business and financial news from around the continent. Starting in South Africa, South Africa's foreign direct investment FDI inflows fell to 17.4 billion rand in the second quarter from 29 billion rand in the first quarter. The central bank says the FDI inflows in the first 3 months to end in June were due to foreign parent companies providing mainly debt funding to South African subsidiaries. Portfolio investments, including bonds and shares, registered outflows to the amount of 54.8 billion rand in the second quarter compared to outflows of 97.6 billion rand in the first quarter. And still in South Africa, the annual consumer inflation slowed marginally in August to 3.1%, according to data from Statistics South Africa. Inflows as a measure of consumer price index was slightly down from July's reading of 3.2% and came as South Africa moved into level 2 lockdown in mid-August, making more goods and services available as the economy opened up further. The largest contributors to annual inflation rate were food and non-alcoholic beverages, as well as housing and utilities. Nigeria suspended a controversial electricity hike tariff that has stoked tensions in countries as part of a deal to ward off a general strike by unions. The state-run Nigerian Electricity Regulator Commission says it is putting off price increases for 2 weeks after forging a truce with labor. The rise in the electricity tariff came at a time the pump price of petrol has shot up after authorities did a costly fuel subsidy. Copper miners in Zambia have halted $2 billion of planned investments because of a royalty tax introduced last year makes the project unviable. Well, this is according to the Zambia Chamber of Mines. A plan by First Quantum Minerals Limited to invest about $1 billion, extending the life of its Kansanshi operation, won't proceed until the royalty is deductible from other corporate taxes. The same goes for EMR Capital-backed Lumbambe Copper Mines project to invest a similar amount in new mining operations. Zambia's uneasy relationship with mining investors has deteriorated over the past 12 months, with the government clashing with Glencore over the Switzerland-based company's plans to mothball Mopani Copper Mines operations. We will keep an eye on these stories as we continue. It is really nice to be back. Thank you so much for supporting us, for rating us, for subscribing and letting your friends know about us. Remember to do this. It does make a difference out there in the worldwide web. Enjoy your day.